with Mikhail Gorbachev, how would you have ever ended the Cold War? How would Boris Yeltsin ever have come to be, if you will, if not for a relationship, a working relationship between the United States and the former Soviet Union, which crumbled, by the way, the day after Christmas, 1991, right? So 25 years ago. But Russian President Vladimir Putin says that he will visit America if he is invited by President-elect Donald Trump. Todd Wood with me. What do you make of that, Todd?
Oh, I think it should happen. You know, I think the way we should deal with Russia is the same way, as you say, Reagan dealt with the Soviet Union, in that you try to find ways you can work together, but you are very strong militarily, and you stand up to them where our interests are threatened, which would be in Europe with NATO. You know, the Eastern European countries that have moved toward the West, I mean, there should be a definite red line there. And, you know,
Are there places where we could work with Russia, and are there places that we should be more leery of what their intentions are, of what their role would be, and maybe we should proceed with caution, if you will?
Oh, yeah, the Baltics, Poland, Hungary, Czech Republic, you know, Romania, Bulgaria, all these countries that are part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which are being definitely targeted by Russia to destabilize their political system, in order to bring them back to the Moscow sphere of influence. That's where we should be standing up to them. You know, not necessarily other Asian countries, you know, I'm sorry, like Ukraine or others. You know, some of these countries just aren't our fight, in my opinion. You know, we can support Ukraine, but I don't think technically we should be having American boys die for Ukraine. I just don't.
And that's a difficult call, of course, because Ukraine now, under the sphere of American protection, are they not?
They are, to a large extent, you know, but there's a historical significance to Ukraine. I mean, think about it, if Russia was funding Texas to secede. I mean, that's how the Russians see it. All I'm saying is I like to support freedom. I think we should stand for freedom. But we have to be aware of what our actions are doing to, you know, the biggest country in the world and how they're going to take that. So there are red lines, and there are places where I don't think we should be, and there are places we can work together.
All right, so let's talk about the other big threat, and maybe the biggest threat of all, being China's behavior over the last couple of years. After this handful of years, they've got their first blue water aircraft carrier out cruising and headed for the South China Sea toward those disputed islands. We're basically off the coast of the Philippines. China says that's our sovereign territory, and it's like nobody's pushing back. Nobody's doing anything from where I stand. It looks like China's doing as they please, when they please, where they please, and to whom they please.
Yeah, you're right. And because of the horrific leadership of the Obama administration, our allies in the region, where we used to have basing rights and other things, have been, you know, treated the wrong way and not, you know, developed as an ally. And so, therefore, yeah, China's just said, we're going to take this part of the world and there's nothing you can do about it. So, yeah, that's a place where we need to really stand up and show power and strength and rebuild our capability in the region.
Now, hold on. Are they right? Is there nothing we can do about it? You know, short of going to war, which I don't think anybody wants to go to war with China.
We have to. We cannot allow that territory, in my opinion, to be ruled off from American ships to travel through there. It's just something that cannot happen, in my opinion. And yes, we have the power to do it, and we have the power to, you know, continue to sail the U.S. Navy through there. We need to do it more than with one ship or a couple old, you know, 100-year-old bomber B-52 flights. We need to do it in a strong manner.
And so do you think that Donald Trump, with his generals and admirals, which are pretty well numbered in his incoming administration, will have that same mindset?
I do. I think they completely get it. I mean, you know, it's as if we said, okay, all of the Caribbean is ours now, and nobody else can sail in there. That's exactly what
I don't
China's
mind that
doing.
Idea.
Love the Caribbean.
I'm
a lot
joking.
Of time there. But yeah. That's what it would be like, or, you know, and all the way, including parts of Mexico, because that's what they're doing.
All right. So, I mean, that's basically what they're in an expansionist, talk about a colonialist mentality. That's where they are right now.
Yeah, of course. And what China, the problem is that China has some severe weaknesses, and Trump is the only one that sees that. You know, we can shut down their economy in a heartbeat. Where are they going to sell all this stuff to?
Of course, the danger is the blowback. If we shut down their economy, it doesn't help us here at home.
That is true, but, you know, when it comes down to protecting the ability for our ships to trade and be free and in free parts of the world, I mean, we have to stand up to that. But they have severe weaknesses.
No question about that. All right, Todd, so... I hope you had a great Christmas. Didn't even mention that. I hope you did. But tell me about your books, where they are, where they can buy them.
Thank you. Signed copy is always available at ltoddwood.com, my website. They can order them at any bookstore or get them online or audio. They're out there. My newest one, Lost Bastards, is doing extremely well for a lot of Korean War veterans. It's just a fantastic book, so check it out. Thank you, Steve.
Plus, don't forget, there's always the idea that there could be a movie someday.
I'm flying to L.A. next week, actually.
You'll keep us up to date.
I will.
Keep us up to date on what you can share, of course. I mean, because we're curious.
Of course.
I'm getting myself ready for my part. All right, Todd, thank you very much.
Take
Enjoy
care.
Enjoy the day. Todd Wood, journalist for The Washington Times. He does have a couple of scripts being shopped around for the possibility of being a movie. By the way, a growing number of Americans are now retiring outside of the United States. In many cases, they're looking for a way to stretch their retirement income, you know, find a place where you can spend less and get more. The percent of American retirees living abroad rose 17% between 2010 and 2015. All told, there are about 400,000 American retirees living outside the country, places like Canada, Japan, Mexico, Germany, and the United Kingdom. So, some of these places, New Zealand to me, when I was there, I thought, man, I could live here. And it crosses my mind. I think Ivy could live there, too. So, therefore, you've got a plan. It's 52 after. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
One professional tutoring in adult basic reading and writing, GED, and English as a second language. You can even learn how to read books to your children or grandchildren. Their professional diagnostic and tutorial services are confidential,